The musician who calls himself Darko C has been the leader of a struggling Rangoon rock band for 7 years. He says he is unsure about the new standards of Burma's censorship board, which vets all music albums before they are published.
Yeah, it's going to take some time to really change. You know what? So now they reduce the rules a bit, but there's some, yeah, some lame rules about censorship still.
Burma's Ministry of Information checks lyrics to see that they reflect what authorities call traditional values. In the past, censors have banned songs about politics, alcohol, or kissing. Darko C says on his last album, censors cut an entire song that referred obliquely to prostitution. He says the process can be unpredictable.
To be honest, I think, you know, it depends on their mood. They have their personalities, right? Different people doing this job, so it depends on the person and who censoring your lyrics. So, you know, to pray to the Buddha, oh, please don't let them ruin my lyrics. So.
Darko C and his wife Emily, who is a performance artist, own a small tailor shop where they work during the week to pay their bills. But Darko hopes to become a full-time musician soon.
For me, I mean, if I only do this, taking measurements to people, so, and then I can do this like this.
Darko's band Side Effect plays live shows in front of crowds of young local fans at the popular open-air concert space in Kendoji Park. Darko says the band does not have a political agenda, but still wants to challenge its audiences.
Pushing the limit is good. I mean, not only to push the government or the authority, but I mean to push the people's belief and thoughts. We are not sure of that we are really, I mean, free, and that we really, I mean, like freedom of what? Freedom to express, okay, right? So we're still not sure.
Like many other artists in Burma, the members of Side Effect hope that as the country opens up, they can reach a wider audience. The band already has a presence on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, and looks forward to the day it can bring its brand of Burmese rock to foreign fans. This is Danielle Bernstein for VOA News, Rangoon.